when someone we discover through a tip takes off nationally in the whole country, seeing Tucker Carlson last night, knows about Dr. Ilana Fishbein and what's going on here in Lower Merion, but in greater or lesser degree, they're on the outlier level, I think. You're seeing the 1619 Project, but other books about race that are intended to say, well, if you wait to high school, where people actually might not be as indoctrinated, could come back on some of this stuff, it's too late. Let's start in kindergarten. Dr. Fishbein joins us here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Fishbein, welcome back. Thank you for joining us after Tucker Carlson last night.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me back so I can fill you up on the exciting news.
What is the exciting news? Now, first of all, before we get to the exciting news, Doctor, for listeners, give us the book that Lower Merion you found was using at the kindergarten level. What was the premise of that book?
Actually, there were two books. The last time I was on your show, the first time, in fact, I discussed that book. The book was a kid's book about racism. And that's a book that they're starting using at kindergarten through third grade, and introduces the kids to the fact that people of kids of color are basically victims, and everything that you do as a white kid with a kid of color should be labeled as racism, because they gave examples of some small ways that you might be treating a kid of color. For example, look or thought or comments, things that even are not conscious. So basically making the kids, white kids, basically paranoid, and making black kids suspicious and blaming everything that goes wrong on the fact that their color scheme is different.
Yeah, you said last time you were on, you said, hey, the kid could just be, you know, annoying to one kid or another. They don't get along, you know, personality clash. Immediately,
right,
even at the kindergarten level, we're going to chalk up that to racism. It's that in that column. That's insidious. I mean,
they destroy the relationship that kids can have as normal kids growing up. Kids,
right,
don't see the colors. They see the colors, but they don't treat other kids based on the color. They become friends. However, that makes them, at a very young age, look at any kids based on their color of the skin and not based on their character, like Martin Luther King taught. And that's what they've been teaching in school, to treat kids based on their character. And the other thing also in this book doesn't even mention what if a black kid or colored kids treat a white kid not appropriately or badly. Is that racism as well? There's no talk about it, as if this doesn't happen at all.
Yep.
Because we know things happen between kids regardless.
Exactly. Now, that's at the kindergarten level, Doctor. When you get to the fifth grade level, I remember there are exactly just about any behavior. Like, if you don't watch the evening news, they actually say you're avoiding it because you're trying to avoid to see how bad the police are or something. That's racism. It gets worse in the fifth grade level.
That's at the book, which is called Not My Idea, a book about whiteness, is really dangerous one, particularly as we are witnessing today what's happening on all the streets of America, the violence against police. If I'm not mistaken, by now there are 45 policemen that have been shot dead. And it's scary, and it's every day we hear about another incident. In this book, they're encouraging white children to confront their own privilege, that understanding, about the truth about their white privilege. In fact, they argue that whiteness grants children stolen land, stolen richness, and special favor. They're actually giving an example of a dialogue between a mother and a child. Both are white. And the child is, the mother is pointing at the window and say, you see what's going on there. And they don't see anything. There are no facts about anything. It's literally like the case with Obama when he blamed the police in Cambridge in the,
yes,
case of Professor Gates. He said, I haven't been there. I don't know the facts, but the Cambridge police acted stupidly.
Yes,
in this case,
it's
the
exactly
same
like
exact
that
narrative. They have no facts. They know nothing. But the fact that they heard a shot, they didn't see anything, but they heard a shot. It's a policeman, white policeman, shooting an innocent young black person.
Now, it is amazing that Lower Merion, which is affluent and educated, engages in this. So, Dr. Fishbein, what's your exciting news? What's happening?
The exciting news that from being a very small, obscure, maybe, movement that I just started, and before Tucker, we had on our Facebook barely 140 followers. In seconds after the show, it was 14,000 people, and by now we're already 30.
Oh, my goodness.
And we did not even have a Twitter account. We just started a Twitter account yesterday, and we're in the hundreds. My phone doesn't stop buzzing. People are joining, and when I read some of the comments, on one hand, you really want to kind of even cry and embrace all the people, grandparents, people who parents of kids already graduated school, people who don't have kids in the system at all, and they're all telling stories how it's scary, how frightening, and what this is doing to our society. And people are contacting us from all over the country. So that was one of my major goals in creating the movement, to empower and energize parents and families all over the country, in order to organize and push back against the indoctrination. We want to call parents to demand transparency from school. We want also to make sure that they also pressure elected officials and promote school choice. And, of course, also withhold funding from any institution that receives public funding and engage in indoctrination. This is very important. I have to mention another issue that is very critical. You talked about the 1619, and we talked about this the racial issue that they are promoting. Usually it's under the critical race theory. However, the indoctrination is much deeper and wider, and it covers almost every subject that they are teaching in school. Obviously, the whole issue of critical race theory and the incredible damage that it does to our fabric of society, when in fact it's turning upside down the teaching of Martin Luther King. They are promoting segregation. They are promoting tribalism instead of promoting unity and understanding and embracement of each other. The other thing, it is the history, but not only the history of 1619. It also goes much deeper about everything about America, American history that is tainted. Everybody about how America was created and how we have evolved as a country.
Right.
As
well,
as
Dr.
other culture.
The people's history,
for example,
of the
about
States.
Islam. Yeah. When my kid was inherited and learned about religions, the way they're teaching about Islam is horrifying. And then we go to science, man-made climate change, and the most dangerous area of the indoctrination. And I'm really thinking this is undermining the fabric of humanity, is the sexuality. They have the comprehensive sexuality education. And if you go as parents and check the books that they are giving to our kids in elementary school, it's pure pornography with illustration and text that would by any other way would be identified as pornography. If I think parents would see what's going on with regard to the sexual education, they will be horrified.
Well, Doctor, I am thrilled that we had you on, and now Tucker Carlson, how far this has taken, because you're an incredibly articulate and balanced spokesperson for this. So, for people, again, that didn't get on board the last time, where do they go to find you?
We are on Facebook, No Left Turn in Education, and the symbol, our logo, is the a traffic sign of no left turn, so it would be easy to identify, no left turn in education. Our website is noleftturnusa.us, noleftturn.us. Please join us. Please join the movement. We got to undermine what's happening now in the indoctrination in school. The only indoctrination that is happening, it's not systemic racism. The only systemic thing that is happening is systemic indoctrination.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Doctor. Thanks for taking lemons and making it into lemonade for all of us. To be continued. Please keep us in the loop. Let us know of other developments. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Don. Have a good day.
All right, Dan, nice that you saw her on Tucker Carlson last night. And a lot of this is going on out there. It's shocking. Now, I'm not saying every school district is doing what Lower Merion apparently is doing in a number of places. But as people head back to school, if they're ever back there in person, they're bringing back all that's happened over the last few months. And almost all these school districts are coming up with a so-called anti-racism curriculum. All right, on paper, that's fine. But how do you proceed with that? These books are out of bounds. This is something, and that 1619 Project has been debunked by any number. And then the People's History of the United States, we've talked about that book that's been out there for quite a while. It's all in play. So check it out in your local school district and check her out on her Facebook page. That is stunning, the power of the Carlson Show, and I'm very, very glad to see that.